News, sports, traffic, weather. Everything you need to get going in the morning. It's the WFTL Morning News with Russ Morley, Michael Wolf, and Ken Pauley on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And so my truth is that I am a gay American.
Please let me apologize to my family, friends, and staff.
I made a very serious mistake.
I've disappointed and failed to live up to the standard I expected of myself. I must now dedicate some time to regain the trust of my family.
I've been unfaithful to my wife. As a consequence, I hurt my wife, I hurt my boys, I hurt a lot of different folks. And all I can say is that I apologize.
That's our politicians, the cheaters, hall of shame there this morning, starting out with Bill Clinton from August of 98, and then James McGreevy, November 2004, Senator Larry Craig, June 2007, October of 07, John Edwards right there, New York Governor Elliot Spitzer in March of 08, and of course, most recently, Mark Sanford, the South Carolina governor, which happened just last week, and his little tryst to Argentina and Maria. Joining us live this morning is Dr. Patrick Wanna, celebrity life coach and human behavior expert. We were chatting with him on Friday about Michael Jackson. We switched the focus this morning to why politicians are cheating. And Patrick, put this in perspective for me. Do politicians cheat on a more per capita basis than the rest of us?
I don't know, Russell, that a study's actually been done to say, you know, do politicians cheat more than, say, rock stars or CEOs of company or other people in power? I think that, you know, the list you just put out was fantastic, and that's only a very small partial list of the amount of politicians that have cheated. And, you know, a reporter called me the other day asking me, well, do, you know, Republicans cheat more than Democrats? And I said, I haven't done a study on that. You have to understand that cheating isn't limited to any one particular group. Even women cheat almost as much as men. So it's more about looking into the psyche of the person and the circumstances that lead a person to cheat. So I know you want to know, is there one reason that a person cheats?
Well, the thing that comes to mind is, and I can't recall his name right now, I'm having a senior moment on this, but it was under Nixon, what's his name? Anyway, he said that power was the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Well, yeah, that's exactly one of the points I was going to make, that for women, power is the most powerful or the greatest aphrodisiac. So I want to repeat that again. For women, power is the greatest.
So they're attracted to men with power.
Exactly.
Okay,
so
got it.
Whether you're talking about a CEO of a company, whether you're talking about John Mutt Lang, husband and music producer of Shania Twain, or whether you're talking about other pop and rock stars, or whether you're talking about politicians, power is a powerful aphrodisiac. Now, that doesn't mean that power, if you're in a position of power, you'll automatically cheat. But power can lead to cheating. And I think we need to first, Russ, I know you're limited time, but I just want to quickly define power, because it can be anything. It can be influence. It can be money, wealth, riches, fame, glamour, control, success, the social status. It can be receiving the VIP treatment. It can be the fact that you can open up doors and create other opportunities. Now, power, though, leads to the ultimate test of your morals and values. Remember, priests are in a position of power. Now, they get tested as well. When you're in a position of power, you have access to many women and opportunities. You have the opportunity to exact control over other people. You have a large opportunity of temptation, because women will pursue you or throw yourselves at you, or they're just around.
Then well, now let me ask you this question: yep. What's the motivation for the women? Is it because they want to be in that pack? Because oftentimes they're just you know, okay, you're Tuesday, you're Wednesday, you're Thursday. They don't leave their wives necessarily and switch over to them or marry them or share some of that power with them. Is it like notches on a bedpost? Is it just to be around it? I mean, because
well,
often
you've got to look at. You're exactly right. I mean, there are many points, because there is a different motivation for each person. Generally speaking, we, as individuals, the human psyche, get attracted to power because it makes us feel internally safer. Having said that, there are women, for example, groupies, who just want to be with the rock star to get a taste of that power, a taste of that glamour, and or to walk away and then boast about it. So it does vary with each woman. Then there are women who fall in love with the man because of his power. So the attraction may be a chemical attraction per se with the person, but then they tend to fall in love with him because of his power and because he's already well established. He's not growing to that position. He's already there. He has it all. So some women are attracted to the opportunity to reap the rewards of the man's power, status, position, wealth, and fame. So, you know, it's not, there isn't any one kind of woman that is attracted. Now, if we come back to the man, there is also the male ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the male ego is about dominating. It's about conquest. It's about competition. And that's what I call the warrior phase, where the man, usually in his early 20s and early 30s, or in his 20s and early 30s, is very much interested in accumulating. So there's that aspect. But I know women listening to this are going to say, well, what about the average man? And so there's another pattern here, particularly as it refers to Governor Sanford. I don't know what was happening in their marriage, but as time passes for a lot of people, maybe the love and sex dies in the marriage, and so maybe either partner is looking for stimulus if they haven't spoken to each other.
Mm-hmm.
There can also be a situation where the couples are growing apart. Their values have changed. They're not talking. They're not connecting. They're no longer friends. They're no longer bonding. They're no longer companions. They're no longer doing things together. But also, to come back to the position of power, we also have, when someone's in a position of power, Russ, now they can easily become victim to delusions of grandeur, where they, you know, they start to deny what's going on around them, and they have a sense of invincibility. And I think that's what happened with Governor Sanford. He had a sense of invincibility where he says, you know, I'll just get my office to tell everyone I'm hiking on the Appalachian Trail when I'm really in Argentina.
All right, Dr. Wattis, let me stop you right there. We've got to take a break here for a couple of commercials and traffic. When we come back, I want to ask you a couple of questions. One in particular is to, you talk about power and so on and so forth. Are there some hints, if you're in a relationship, that your spouse is about to cheat? What should you be looking for? And maybe is there some proactive steps you could be taking in maybe circumventing that problem happening? Coming up on News Talk 850 WFTL, clouds and some sun, an afternoon shower in your forecast, 89 for a high today, 78 right now. Traffic is next, and then more with Dr. Patrick Wattis and why politicians cheat.